Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, it is summer in the city, and we are headed toward 100 degrees today, but looks like it is going to be perfect on Friday morning in Gloucester for roadshow number 7. We will be at the Beauport Hotel as Gloucester gets ready for their biggest event of the year, and that is the Blessing of the Fleet and the St. Peter's Fiesta, and of course, big events all over. We're going to kick it off on Friday morning, and I don't know what's going to happen with Shime. Shime had one thing and one thing only on his bucket list, and they have a long, like a giant wait list up there, and they got a guy who runs the whole entire thing who is known as the sheriff. Anthony Mazzo Giambanco is the sheriff of the Greasy Pole, and I don't know.
Oh, is he Irish?
I don't know if he's going to allow Sean on or not. But I did yesterday obtain actual audio of Shime learning about the big activity that goes on every year in Gloucester for the first time. If you would like to hear it now, Curtis, do we have time for it before Leeds?
Please, please.
Okay. Actual audio of Shime finding out about the Greasy Pole.
Good morning, family. Now, as you all know, since 4 minutes ago when I heard it on the radio, it has been my lifelong dream to compete in the St. Philip's Greasy Pole Contest, where shirtless men try to climb across a greasy pole.
Okay, so that's the actual audio.
Wow.
And Shime, I don't know if it's going to happen for you or not, but we'll keep trying right up until the show starts on Friday morning.
Appreciate the effort, Craig.
At the beautiful Beauport Hotel in Gloucester.
You just know that Shime is so happy that he's not able to do it. Like, you know.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Oh, are you kidding me?
I think he'd like to do it.
Oh, you
I wanted
guys
to do
are,
it. I was all gung-ho, ready to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it. I mean, getting out of the studio for a day, getting out, being able to jump in the water after sliding off a greasy pole, who wouldn't want to do it?
I'm with Cordy 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is when you see the credit card already with the server, and you're like, oh, I really, oh.
I think the world record is, I was reading up on it yesterday, I think it's 4.96 seconds or something like that.
Wow. So that's impressive.
And does that make it to the end of the poll?
I would imagine, yeah, if that's the world record.
Well, that's what you got.
Save that.
Well,
but, yeah. That's the thing. So they do on, I guess the way it works on Friday is everybody goes out and gives the pole a try. And they don't try to get the flag.
What's you the girl's be able name? Blue what?
Bonnie.
You want to be able to get the flag on Sunday because that's the finals of the Greasy Pole. So Friday, you give it a whirl. Go about halfway out or whatever, take a few steps.
Okay.
Come back on Saturday.
All right.
And you've got an order based on, I think, how far you got the day on Friday.
Okay.
And then Sunday is the day that everybody goes for the glory. And so.
Okay.
But it should be, they basically shut Gloucester down for this. So it should be, it's perfect timing on the roadshow. Like, I cannot wait to get up there. And on Thursday night, we are going to be doing pregame at My Place by the Sea, which is Mike Milbury's sister's restaurant, and Mike Milbury will be with us and with you, and that place is beautiful. It's right on the water. I would get there early because there's a reasonable amount of room, but there's not a ton of room, and we are raising money at pregame for the family of Captain Andrew Porter of the Rockport Fire Department, who passed away unexpectedly last month and leaves behind 2 children under the age of 5 and his wife. So if you come out, we'll pass a bucket around and see what we can raise for that family on Thursday night. But in the meantime, we are here today, and we are going to get to They Said It at 7:20. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and Hill Notes at 9:20 this morning. But Shime, let's get started right now with this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, great one. I am assuming some sort of a long distance dedication to Portland, Oregon, and to Drew Holiday. And that is Lindsey Buckingham Holiday Road, the theme to the vacation film. First vacation film or all the vacation films?
I feel Curtis, like it was the first
one. Was it only the first one?
Or
was
I honestly, so in the 1996-97, there was a Super Bowl Road song that was commemorating the Patriots' pursuit to New Orleans facing the Packers, and that's all I think about when I hear that song.
Yeah.
But yes, I think it was all of the vacation.
You think it was all of them?
But
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, because I feel like what was the name of the amusement park that they were going to?
Wally World?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like it was the first one, but...
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The great John Candy.
I have a question if anybody wants to offer at any point. If anybody's been to Knott's Berry Farm, if they would recommend it.
Oh, in California?
Yeah.
All right.
We don't know if to do two Disneylands or one Disneyland, one Knott's Berry Farm.
Why don't you ask Ken? He's an adult who goes to a lot of children's amusement parks by himself.
On James's Life, I tell Ken I'm going there. He's like, oh, Maya and I are going to be there the next week. What?
I was in the office when that happened.
Okay, but that's okay. He's going there with his daughter.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't been since I was six, and he's like, oh, I'll be there the next week. If we don't ask, he might be at an amusement park every week.
Wow. Has he ever... So he's gone by himself before?
Disney? Yeah.
But was he married with kids or just single guy?
A single guy in Orlando doing work for some Pittsburgh radio station.
Well, I think if you're single in Orlando, maybe you feel like it's a good, you know...
Well, if you're a Disney adult,
breeding place.
Meeting another Disney adult would make sense, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a good way, you know, you don't need
to drink
Tinder.
Around the world.
He was trying to do the beers around the world at Epcot. He only made it to 1.5 countries.
He had 6 sips.
He got sick in Denmark after drinking half a beer. All right. Anyway, leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, maybe I shouldn't assume, but are you addressing Drew Holiday based on choosing that as your lead song this morning?
Greg, surprisingly, I am not.
Okay.
Ken got me all worked up yesterday, so I'm talking football today. I'm sorry. Had to happen. So we talked yesterday about Drake May and kind of you asked me what my expectations were for him, and I told you I want more than 20 touchdown passes, approaching 4,000 yards passing with still like in that 400 to 500 yards rushing area. And Ken came in and was like, that's all?
Yeah.
20 touchdowns? That's it? Well, yes, Ken. 20 touchdowns last year would have put him tied for 15th. So any more than 20 touchdowns would have put him in the top half of quarterbacks in terms of touchdowns thrown in the NFL last season. And then Ken was like, well, we need to look at all these second-year quarterbacks.
Yes,
and if
did.
You didn't notice in our group chat, decided to send like 4 of them. The 4 he decided to hand-pick were Patrick Mahomes, who... won an MVP and was playing on a team that was in the playoffs the year prior. Lamar Jackson, who won an MVP and was playing on a team that was in the playoffs the year prior. Jared Goff, who had Sean McVay. And Joe Burrow, who had just drafted Ja'Marr Chase and got to play with his favorite receiver from college, who is arguably the best, if not number 2, in the NFL, currently speaking. So I found that very interesting that he decided to handpick those guys and compare them to Drake May, who I love and I think will be really good, but is coming off of on a team that is coming off of a 4-win season, realistically a 3-win season because the Bills kind of canned it in that last game. So I also looked at other quarterbacks, a few names that I'll throw out here. Kyler Murray had 26. Josh Allen in his second season only had 20. Jalen Hurts only had 16. Dak had 22. Baker Mayfield had 22. Tua had 16. Darnold had 19. Stroud only had 20 last year. And Trevor Lawrence had 25. So, like, if Drake May is in that 20 to 25 touchdowns, that's exactly the step in the right direction you need from a guy who was on a team that won 3 games last year. He himself only won, what, 1? 2 of them? Like, everybody needs to just stop thinking that he's going to be an MVP candidate. He's not what Jaden Daniels was last year. He is not going to immediately be Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. As much as I love the guy, that is far too high of expectations to have for a team that was horrendous, beyond terrible last year. And so any kind of
the Bengals
large
were a great
step forward
before Burrow arrived.
I Curtis, I'm very well aware of how what the Bengals were, and did you not hear me say that he also got Ja'Marr Chase, who is the number one or number two best receiver in all of football?
Right. Steph Diggs was what changed Josh Allen's career.
Is Steph
path.
Diggs the same as when he went to Buffalo, Curtis?
He looks better. You see him on that boat?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
he
looked good.
So anyways, Drake May does not have Ja'Marr Chase.
No, but I think 25 is the number, Shime. I think 25 is obtainable. I think 25 is the perfect number. If you know, sometimes if you get 25 passing touchdowns, you know, you're in the top 10 when it comes to QB. So I like 25. And
you
which,
like 25.
And which
Curtis, what did you say yesterday? 30 you wanted?
Yes.
Yeah.
30's tough.
Not just wanted, but expected, maybe.
And many of those players that were cited by Shime were playing in 16-game seasons. We are currently in 17, so there's an additional game to throw a couple touchdowns.
Yeah, if
passes.
He threw 30 touchdowns, he would be number 5 in football.
Yeah, right. Last year, Bo Nix.
He was the third pick in the draft.
Curtis, they have, like, one of the worst offenses in football. You expect him to be number 5?
Greg, I'm going to ask you, because you're a football – and Wiggy. Wiggy's sort of a football guy.
Yeah. What a ridiculous request.
Yeah. Baseball season.
Are you going to ask? Sorry, are you going to ask me what word I would use to describe if Drake May gets 30? Because I have that for you, Curtis.
Nasty.
Nasty.
We are on the same wavelength. I was going to ask you what the Achilles heel was of the offense last year.
I believe the Achilles heel of the offense last year
would be the old line.
Yes.
Okay.
They have improved it.
Yes.
They used their third pick to get the quarterback and their fourth pick to get the left tackle.
Yeah, but we don't even know if he's going to be a left tackle, Curtis. That's the issue. Is we have no idea if this kid's even going to be good at left tackle or if he's going to get kicked into guard halfway through the season.
If he gets kicked into guard, that's it. Fire everybody.
Right.
Well, if you wasted your fourth pick on a guard and there was a guy like I wanted, Tyler Warren, Ashton Jenty, you know, I wouldn't have rolled the dice on him, but some people had the number one, the first receiver to go was Tetaroa McMillan, and you took a guy that you're kicking into guard. No, that's not a good look.
I also think that, and it's not going to be the effect from it is not necessarily going to be a huge difference maker. But going into camp, knowing that you're the guy,
yes,
and not having to deal with the nonsense last year where your head coach was on the radio saying that you were the guy, and then Elliot Wolf or Robert Kraft or somebody else was like, wait a minute. We're paying $8 million to a backup, and we got to get the backup.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Preach.
And they moved out the headache of the talented guy that thought he should play more, too.
Greg,
so they cleared the room.
You are spot on. Because what that's going to do for Drake May, his confidence, his leadership of coming into camp, well, he probably already knows now, OTAs and everything, coming into the season where Josh McDaniels, I'm the guy.
Hey,
Josh.
No question about it. I don't have to earn my job. Like, whatever.
So, I would just like to point out that everybody on the planet seems to compare him to Josh Allen. Josh Allen's second season, he went 10-6 and threw 20 touchdown passes, 3,100 yards passing. Those were Josh Allen's stats, his second season in the NFL. I'm just saying, if Drake May's right around that, I think that's the right direction to be moving.
Well, but I think it's all about the record, too, right? If you're 10-6 and you throw 20 touchdowns, and, Shime, you had said 12 or 13 interceptions, I think people are like, okay, because your record. But if you're 7-10...
I'm with you on being optimistic, but I heard our guy Ninkovich talking about this the other day on a podcast. And going from you're expecting an additional 6 wins season to season. I mean, they won 4 games last year.
Yeah. How much does Vrabel give you?
What's that?
How much does Vrabel give you?
I don't know. Maybe a game, maybe two.
Yeah.
Now, so that's two, and then you consider that the team's gotten better around Drake May. That's probably another game.
But they really haven't. Curtis is right. They really haven't improved. When it comes to weapons, they really haven't. You don't know when you're getting Steph Diggs. You know, I mean, right. I don't know.
Can we all just, and I think it's a great lead from Shime, and I you make very good points that are irrefutable. I would just say that the quarterback, you know it when you see it. And we will know this year if Drake May is it, or if he's someone that is like Tua who requires others to elevate him, or if he's able to elevate others around.
That I can 100% agree with you on, Curtis.
Because Josh, I think a lot of people feel confident in Josh McDaniels when it comes to him as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So the expectations are you got a really good offensive coordinator, you got a great head coach, that's what a lot of people believe. So your defense is much better. So there's going to be plenty of games where your defense keeps you in there, and are you able to do enough on the offense when it comes to throwing the football as a quarterback and not making the mistakes.
And do you have a friendly schedule?
Easiest.
Or a friendly moment.
Which you notice that when Shime was all over Mac Jones, he was quick to point out how weak the schedule was that season. Never mentions that when talking about how Drake May is going to do
it. If Drake May has like a stupid season stats-wise, like it's stupid as in stupid good, like it'll be in large part because the schedule is also easy.
And Curtis was right, though.
I'll say it right now because it's absolutely true.
Curtis was right because they argued about it yesterday. Mac Jones had a hotter schedule than Drake May. At the time going into the 2021 season, the Patriots had the 17th hottest schedule in the NFL. Right now, the Patriots, I believe they're
30th. The season, schedule was harder. But like at the time when he played those teams, he got to play the teams Titans without Derrick Henry.
Right, but he also had
the Browns without Nick Chubb.
Right, but he also had to play.
And he also had the number two defense in all of football.
He had to play Brady, and he had to play Dak. Mm. When you look at this, I'm just talking about
toe-to-toe with those two.
I'm just talking about going into the season. We're not talking about week eight. Going into the season, at that time, the Patriots had the 17th toughest schedule, where this year, I believe, they're 29th or 30th. So just going into the season, Drake May, the schedule is very formidable for him versus when Mac Jones was a rookie.
Okay, Shime. That lead was nice.
Greg, I would prefer if you called it
Nasty.
It was sweet. All right. We're going to get to another couple leads coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.